Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called How to Build a Topical Map for Your Small Business Niche. But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Are you struggling to get your small business noticed online? In less than 3 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly how to build a topical map for your small business niche and how this simple tool can boost your site's authority and traffic fast. So first, what is a topical map? Think of it as a visual roadmap of the main topics and all the subtopics that matter to your audience. It covers everything your ideal customers want to know about your niche. And more importantly, it keeps your content organized so you don't get lost or repeat yourself. Google loves a well-structured site, and when search engines see you covering every angle of your industry, they view you as the expert. That's what leads to authority, trust, and better rankings. Now, let's talk about why you need a topical map as a small business owner. I've seen way too many businesses pump out scattered blog posts or service pages and wonder why none of them rank or drive leads. Without a plan, your content is literally all over the place. A topical map changes that. It forces you to target the real questions and problems your customers have, turning your site into the resource they and Google keep coming back to. So how do you build one, even if you're not an SEO expert? Keep it simple. Start by listing out your main products or services for each of those research-related keywords and look for the questions your audience is asking. Google's People Also Ask box is a goldmine for this. Take those questions and group them into main topics and subtopics. You can organize this visually on a whiteboard, or if you prefer digital, just use a spreadsheet with clear categories and connections. The important thing is seeing the big picture of your niche and all the ways your business fits into it. Here's your actionable takeaway for this week. Pick one core offering from your small business. Use a free tool like Google's People Also Ask to pull 5 to 10 key questions customers have about that service. Lay those out as your first draft topical map. Don't overthink it. This is a living document you can refine over time. Use that map to guide your next few blog posts or website updates. When you build content based on your topical map, you're focusing on what matters. And that's hands down the fastest way to create content that ranks, gets seen, and drives real business results. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic Links. Visit semanticmastery.com/semanticlinks to learn more.